the role of vendors right now in Zimbabwe is they are the one who are holding the economy for now.
How difficult is it to operate in that sector?
Well, it's so difficult because we are mobilizing the vendors and we are being chased by the police, municipality and the therapy. As vendors, we have got the challenge of space as for way to trade, and they have the challenge of bylaws because the city council is telling us that the space for vending is too limited. So we've got people who are coming from industrial sites who are being retrained. The shops are being closed and whatever. So they come to the vending site. So they are having a challenge of space and having a challenge of toilets, having a challenge of shade.
So now when we look at the life of a vendor, how much on average do you get a day?
If I talk about, we go to sell vegetables, about $50 to $100, you know, per day. That depends because there is a competition. All people are now vendors. And for those selling clothes, there is a big problem because people are rushing for food. The future of a vendor, like, as we say, we've got our slogan, as we hear, we say we care, care. So the future is care, caring.
There is another issue here concerning vendors in terms of, you know, paying taxes to the government. Are you paying any taxes?
Yeah, we are. We are paying taxes. One, we pay, isn't it? We are under city council. So when we pay our vending days, licenses, we pay tax day. So we are paying. And if we are crossing borders, we are paying taxes from the borders. So we are really paying.
So now looking at the future of a vendor in a city like Bulawayo, is it bright?
You know, I can say there is, you know, cries always because they are not meeting their demands. Remember, a vendor has got a house to stay, has got children to feed, has got children who go to school, has got even him, the vendor, or him or her, has got their ambitions which they want to, you know, boost out, but they can't. So the future, I can say there is no future there for a vendor. It's now from hand to mouth. So there is no future there. You can't bank your money, you can't invest, you can't do what you get goes back to the schools, whatever. So there is no future for the vendor. Unless the government does something and open up businesses and whatever.
So what is going to happen to the majority of vendors right now since they can't get formal employment?
Well, this is a cry for us all to the government. We're going to cry to the government. Maybe one day God will hear. It's a cry because there is no future here. So the government must think outside the box.